And the second Sefer Torah is Maftir. Maftir is Parshat Zachor. Yeah, this coming Shabbat. And the Haftarah also is Haftarah of Parshat Zachor. It's not Parshat Shavua. So the detail about this mitzvah, everyone is obligated to come to Beit Knesset and listen to this three pesukim. It's called the Parshat Zachor. This is the direct command from the Torah. Also, ladies are suggested to observe the mitzvah, to come in the morning, first minyan, second minyan, or Beit Knesset. We repeat the Parshat Zachor for the third time before Minchav Shabbat, before we start the Mincha, so you can come before Mincha. So now the under Bar Mitzvah boy, even though that they are able to read the Maftir, usually through the year, but on Parshat Zachor, the under Bar Mitzvah boy is not permitted to read Parshat Zachor, because this mitzvah is from the Torah, and has to be someone that is over Bar Mitzvah, that is Gadol, that he is obligated to do the mitzvot. Usually through the year, we encourage the boys that how to read, and we give them the maftir usually. The Parshat Zachor is not permitted for them to read, make the tzibur included in the mitzvah. And also, the Sefer Torah that we take out in this Shabbat for Parshat Zachor has to be the best Sefer Torah. That means, as far as the quality and the kitab, that means how it's written. And also, we have a type of Sefer Torah, it's called Mashuach, for the Sofer to write fast. They smear it with a special chemical, and it's recognizable because Sefer Torah Mashuach is looks white. Have you noticed? The old type, they smear the parchment with a special chemical so it will be more smooth. So it will be smoother so they'll be able to write faster. It's called Mashuach. So what happened with this type of Sefer Torah, after a while, it breaks. And the chance of become pasul is very often. So even though that they have this type of Sefer Torah that they use, but for Parshat Zachor, they should use the best type of quality of Sefer Torah that is available in Beit Knesset. And also, at the time that we listen to Parshat Zachor, on Shabbat Zachor, the Baal Gore should inform the Kahal to be aware that to be included with them. So he suggested to say Leshem Yichud. There's a Leshem Yichud, special Leshem Yichud, that before Baal Gore starts, we say Leshem Yichud, Shav Yichud. We are coming to observe this mitzvah that is commanded directly from the Torah. And then he will have in mind the Tzibur, and the Tzibur also that will have him in mind to be included. That's how it works always. Like at the time of the Kiddush, Hamotzi, Merilah, and so on, the ones that says the Bracha should have in mind the others, and the others they should be paying attention to be included. So Parshat Zachor also, we have to have in mind to be included with Baal Gore. And also another important point here is that even though that some attend other kehilot, edut, they called it, that means for either for yeshiva or batik enisiyot, sometimes in Shabbatot, especially they attend other type of batik enisiyot. But in Shabbat Zachor, they have to make sure that according to minhag of every edut, they have to listen to Parshat Zachor exactly like Sephardim, from Sephardi Baal Gore, the way he reads the Sefer Torah. Because this commands from the Torah and has to be observed exactly according to our custom. So at least this Shabbat, they have to try to listen the Parasha from Baal Gore Sephardi. And also, sometimes it happens like in Yeshuvim in Eretz Yisrael, that it's very hard for them to have a minyan. So now the question is, the portion of Parshat Zachor, if he can listen to it without a minyan, you understand? Not the Parshat Shavua, but the Parshat Zachor. Right, so now that's the question is brought. If let's say if they don't have a minyan, if they can just listen the Parshat Zachor, let's say 4, 5, 6 people to bring a Sefer Torah out and read from these three pesukim.
I'm sorry, the same way that Rabbi can read for the ladies, even there is no man to take the Torah off and read it for them, correct?
Right, exactly, yes. So now, at the time of the maftir, of course, the one that is going to read the maftir says the bracha. Asher bacharbanu, asher natan lanu, and then bikat haftorah. But at the time that they don't have a minyan, they're permitted to take the Sefer Torah out, to read from it, and they observe the mitzvah without saying any bracha. So they will not say any bracha and just read from it. In case somebody was not able to come to Beit Knesset, Chas v'Shalom, is not feeling well, or he was far away from Beit Knesset, somehow, you know, let's say it was snowing, it was stormy, or Hashem, we don't have this problem in Los Angeles, but Eretz Yisrael, or Hashem, you know, it's a lot of brachot this year, snow, rain, or Hashem. So now he's permitted to read Parshat Zachor from the Siddur, just read from it. Or there's another option that through the year, when we read Parshat Ki Tetzé, that's where the exactly these pesukim are. At the time that they're going to read Parshat Ki Tetzé, as we always announce, those that they did not come to Beit Knesset, at this moment, they will have in mind that they observe the portion of Zachor, Masha'asad HaMadev, that is Parshat Zachor. So in case somebody didn't know, or maybe before Parshat Zachor, before Purim, he did not eat Teshuvah. And later on he did Teshuvah, and he didn't know the Halakha. So when they start Sefer Devarim, and they go through Parshat Ki Tetzé, then you could be observing this one in Parshat Ki Tetzé.
Shem noisei lecho nachalo berishto